Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
Mairead Lavery from the Farmers Journal joins us once again. Good afternoon, Mairead.
Good afternoon.
Should we start talking about Dermot, because we were just talking about it during the break.
Yes. The farming community are absolutely aghast when the Sunday night's episode of, was it Room to Improve?
Yeah.
And he was down doing up a farmhouse down the country, and the owner brought him out to the shed to look at the cows, the milking cows, and Dermot asked, were they boys or girls? And, you know, like, I was watching myself. You're joking me. He doesn't know the difference.
That's a basic ignorance about anatomy.
So cows, but Dermot, just to put it in case you're listening, cows are girls. Bulls are boys. Bullocks are kind of boys. You right? So
former boys.
Well, yeah, exactly, former boys. And you know, when it comes to sheep, a ewe is the posh people call her a ewe. Down my country, they call her a ewe. A ewe is the female who has the lambs, and ram is the male of the species.
Yeah.
When it comes to goats, it's a nanny goat is the female, and it's a puck goat. Think of Puck Fair down in Killarney or Killoglan, where it is. So the puck is the male. Hens and roosters. So the hen is the one that actually lays the eggs, and the rooster is the male of the species. And in the pig world, Dermot, sows are the females and boars are the males.
Yeah.
So, but to be asking if a milking cow was a boy or a girl, really, truly.
I was trying to be chummy.
Yeah. Well, there
I'm
you
I'm surprised are. They left that one in, actually, because your man should have collapsed laughing when he said
he was very polite.
He was now, very polite.
But I tell you now, right around the country, people were collapsing in their armchairs listening to it.
What did you? Because that was he butted heads quite a bit with the woman in that program.
Yes, he did. Katie. Yeah. Katie wanted her.
She wanted,
wanted what she wanted.
But it was like she wanted was. She wanted to dick it up, and it was lovely at the end. But she wanted the layout. She wanted a traditional Irish farmhouse with a parlour, and people aren't hanging around.
Yeah,
the kitchen
but those
all
houses.
The time.
I mean, they're prevalent around Dublin as well. But an awful lot of houses, the housing stock on Irish farms was built during the First World War and after it, in the years preceding it. Now, you might say the country was up in disarray. How on earth were farmers building houses? But that classic model of the three windows across the top, the hall door in the middle and a window on either side of it, and maybe a T out the back of it as such, you know, that would be T-shaped or L-shaped. Our old house now at home is like that. It's an L-shaped.
Yeah.
And they're not terribly conducive to modern living at all, because you go in the front door, there's a parlour on one side, a dining room on the other side. You go down the corridor, the kitchen is down there. So you've got these two rooms that, on the whole, are hardly ever used up the front of the house. And so, you know, Dermot's idea of being able to get from one room to the next and knocking down a few walls, I wouldn't actually disagree with him. But the reason that big housing stock, like if you go anywhere, west of Ireland, south of Ireland, anywhere, you see so many of these houses with the three windows across the top and the two in the hall door. It was being
and they're beautiful houses,
they're
actually.
Beautiful houses. They are, and the walls are really thick in them. And, you know, they replaced an awful lot of thatched cottages and small little houses at that stage. But basically, it was the money that farmers made out of the war, selling meat and milk and eggs and everything, butter over to the UK, and horses in particular. So it was actually a real boom time for farming. Actually, the only other boom time in the past 100 years, or about 120 years, was when we went into the EU. They're the only time when prices went above certain margin for farmers. They actually were really making money directly after we joined the EU, and around the end of the Second World War and a little bit after it.
Interesting.
Not the Second, the First World War. It wasn't the same, it wasn't as pronounced in the Second World War, maybe because the horses and everything weren't a big export feature. But that big stock of housing started to be built around then, and it's why you see it carbon copied right across the country. And you know, whether it's the is it the Electric Ireland or the ESB ad? You know, the one where he's coming home for Christmas.
Yes, it's exactly that,
that same
kind of house.
House, yeah, again. Yeah. And that was the model that was built. So, but you basically had the two rooms and they ne'er met. And then another room or two down at the back of it. And, you know, they were all their separate little boxes. So, you know, knocking a few walls about kind of suits.
Yeah, well, it's funny because in a way that kind of model of house kept the man and woman of the house separate from each other.
Oh,
and the kitchen was hers. Yeah. And he'd go in and sit someplace.
Yeah,
and it was a good room that no one had ever
Even like something as simple as getting water into the houses. You know, houses didn't have pipe water. And often when pipe water did happen, it was left outside on a tap outside the kitchen door. Because if it was brought into the house, the rates would go up. And so, like, women were really strongly behind both getting water into houses. And initially it was a coal tap only. And then getting the electricity into houses, into farmhouses. But men were very resistant at the time because it would increase the value. It would increase the rates that had to be paid on the property. Because rates were paid up to, I think it was probably the 1970s.
So what's a billy goat then? Someone wants to know.
Billy goat is a male goat as well.
it's another word for him,
yeah. But, I mean, we'll use the term here, the puck goat, because of, you know, the puck fair down in Killorglan.
Mm. So, Mairead didn't explain wethers and hoggets.
Wethers and hoggets, right. Well, a hogget is a year-old sheep. So if you've got a hogget, they've passed their first winter. So you'll be coming into now, lambs born last year would be called a hogget at this stage. So,
right,
so
okay.
A lot of what you buy in the shop wouldn't be necessarily lamb. It would be hogget meat because, you know, they'd have been fattening up all through the summer and right now. So, and then a wether would be a castrated male sheep. So he'd do that. You'd castrate for a lot of reasons. It's done maybe when they're about a day or two old. It's often because if you leave lamb, say, if lambs are born in April or March and they're sold anytime after September, if they're not castrated, they can have a very strong male taint off them. And the meat wouldn't be that good or that nice.
Oh, right.
So that's one of the reasons that it's done.
So you're saying... White Van Dave, who's obviously an urban dweller, says, so you're saying none of the black and white cow things are men. They're all ladies. Okay, that's news to me. So obviously, wasn't alone.
Well, if you see the black and white ladies out in fields at the moment and they're trying to salvage a bit of grass wherever they can, they're all the girls. And there's only, the boys aren't with them at the moment, won't be with them until June, July. But they're the real productive end of the business.
All the single ladies.
So
it is lambing time.
It is, absolutely, yeah. We're at home, with his son at home at the moment, and he told me he's had 40 lambs since Tuesday. And, you know, we have lambs everywhere at the moment. But look, it's a real busy time. If there was a bit of grass there, it would be even better.
Yes.
Now, the weather hasn't been too bad over the last few days. But, you know, when you end up with Yo's lambing, you have to monitor the situation. We have ours scanned, which means that we know whether they're having one lamb, two lambs or three lambs. And you might say, like, why is that really? Why does that matter? Well, again, it's about feeding them and making sure they're getting enough and that you don't give the one with the one lamb too much. And then she has this huge big lamb that she has difficulty lambing. You know, that's not good for anybody.
Mm.
But you also know that if a lamb is having triplets, you need to mind her that bit more and you need to look after her. And you certainly need to be there when she's lambing. And one of the big things when you start lambing that happens in a shed, the mums are all expectant, you know, they're all waiting to have these lambs. And then the first one pops out, or maybe after a couple of days, a yo has a baby lamb. And all the mammies come over and lick it and love it and want to take it. And a couple of them will be quite persistent. And if mammy has a second lamb, she's busy getting the whole, you know, birth fluids off the baby lamb, and she's forgetting about the first one she had, and the next thing it wanders off with another yo and maybe gets into another pen, and then it lies down beside a yo and this mammy's delighted with it and she's minding it and she's loving it, and then 2 days later she's thinking of having her own lamb, and she then doesn't want to know anything about this other little fella, and he's trying to go back and you're trying to bring him back to his real mother, and she smells all these different yos off of him, and she says, you're not mine at all, I don't want you.
God, yeah.
About you. And that can happen literally in the space of a half an hour. So at least when you have the ewes marked, you know, they're going to have one lamb, two lambs or three lambs. So if you see two lambs, little lambs in a pen, you can be fairly sure that the you know, they belong to the one ewe, no matter how persistent another lady is in claiming one of them as one of her own. And it's actually very difficult even to know how, you know, very quickly even after lambing, ewes recover, very fast. And they, so it can be even quite hard to tell if they've had a lamb in the last hour. But that mismothering is a real issue, and it's why you have to stay in lambing sheds. Because in the case of calves being born, cows, it's a longer process. They generally only have singles. There isn't room for this little fella that's got on his feet. Like, lambs get on their feet so fast to literally just wander off with himself and while his mam is busy having the second lamb. So if you do end up then with lambs that don't get kind of mothered, immediately you see it. Now, sometimes ewes will decide, I only want one. I'm not looking for the second lamb at all. I don't want anything to do with you. And if you've ever seen, you know, people who go on about, you know, a lot about animals and how lovely and everything they are, they should see a ewe deciding that she doesn't want a little lamb.
Yeah.
And she goes for it. I mean, she'll put it up against the wall and absolutely chuck at it. And she'll knock a lamb out now. She'll lie on him very deliberately and smother the lamb. So the only way you can manage then is there's such things called adoption crates. So the mom is kind of, she's in what they used to call the old bales. It was a kind of, she couldn't look back, see behind her. So it's like as if you're looking forward. And the lamb is behind her. It's with the other little lamb. They're lying in together. They're having, the same milk. They're very comfortable. And after about maybe 24 to 36 hours, you'll try her then with the two lambs. Will she take to them? Is she going to start bossing and bullying the other one again? And if she does, well, then that's fairly it. You're going to have to take that lamb away and it's going to end up being a pet.
Aww. So, if you have a lot of ewes, then who are ewes who are, do you have to keep them all separate from each other?
You do. Yeah, you have to put in. Yeah, when they lamb, the by far the best thing to do is to gently take them out. Take the lambs out. The ewe will follow her lamb. She will smell it the whole way out, and it's such a job because you're going backwards the whole time.
Mm.
You know, you're back and back. You're carrying the two lambs. She's coming with you, and into a little pen you put them, and you keep them there for 24 hours, 36 hours to make sure they fully bond. It's a real important part of the whole process. Because when they go out to the field, you see, lambs can just wander off. They can go off and they can sit down beside another ewe and they can go around the place and be very sociable. And then they come back home to mammy and mammy doesn't recognise them, you know, because they haven't bonded enough. Yeah. So you've got to get a really strong bond before you put them out into the field.
In the 30 seconds I've left, tell us about the auction that you were at there.
I mentioned this before. It was down in Kentuckmart on Friday night. It was in aid of a young local farmer, Ricky Healy, who had severe spinal injuries following an accident last summer. But the local community has got, they've got together, they have a whole load of plans. But what they had on the other night, Friday night in Kentuckmart, was an auction in aid of the young guy. And if ever you wanted to see community spirit in action, volunteerism, the support for their own across rural Ireland, it was an event to be at. I actually had my mobile phone in my coat pocket. And I couldn't get it out. The people were wedged that tight. And so short of 80,000 has been raised. It's only a fraction of what the young man needs.
Yeah.
But fair dues to everybody involved. Caroline O'Connell and her dad, Tim, in particular, they took on this particular project. But it was a fantastic example.
Well, fair dues to them. Mairead, thanks a million for coming in to us. Mairead Lavery there from the Farmers Journal.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. Gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.